Sarah, when did you first discover the legacy of William Howard Day? When did his consciousness come into your life?
Well, it was really during my first term as Auditor General. First of all, he was an actual employee of this department, which is pretty amazing to think about it. So I always have a soft spot in my heart for auditors. But you know, a big part of this, our mission here is improving public education, and nobody was more instrumental in that than William Howard Day, becoming the first African-American president of a school board, and just his drive to desegregate the schools, not only when he was in Ohio, but across the entire nation.
And what aspect of William Howard Day's life and time here impacts you the most?
First of all, when you just take a step back and realize that he is the definition of a consequential life. What he did for education, what he did even for suffrage, what he did for just breaking down barriers at a time when that was incredibly challenging for an African-American in the United States. So I first of all start off with just the consequential life he lived. But today, there are children all over the United States that are benefiting from the work of William Howard Day. And so I think from a day-to-day perspective, that's the most important thing.
How did he impact your thinking about public education?
Well, when we audit our school districts, one of the main things that we're trying to make sure, you know, look, we're making sure the dollars and cents work. That's the primary mission. But beyond that is, how effective is the education that each child is getting? And that was one of the reasons why he was advocating for desegregation of schools, and that is separate and equal were clearly, he was well ahead of his time, that they were not consistent, that you had to have desegregated schools to give any form of equality. So part of my job as Auditor General and then forming it on the mission is, how do we make sure that every kid in Pennsylvania, regardless of their zip code, has access to good quality education?
Now, off script question, sir, that you just brought up. If you think of his life as a bolt of cloth that you cut out to tailor for yourself, what parts of that cloth have you tailored your educational plan around?
Well, I would say it would be the heart of it. When I mean the heart, meaning the heart, or probably even a better thing would be, in, we don't know what shape it would be, but it would be the soul of it. And that is, you know, the heart and soul of what we're trying to do with public education is giving every child an equal shot. Now, once they get that education, they have to go out and, you know, use their talents and their work ethic and their discipline to try to then go out and try to achieve their dreams. But without that core at the beginning, they can't do that. And a big chunk, he's not the only one, but he helped set in path that every child would have access to that type of education. So he would be the heart and soul of what we're trying to do.
That's wonderful. Now, very few of us know that the Pennsylvania School Board Association awards a William Howard Day Fellowship Award. When did you first receive that award? How did you find out that it came to you, and what was the impact of receiving that award?
So it was during my first term in office in 2016, I was presented the William Howard Day Award, and I'd like to think, look, again, you know, these things are sometimes more symbolic, but of the effort that not just me, but my entire team, and I think plenty of auditors before me, on trying to do our part, making sure every kid has access to good quality public education. And so to me, it was, I think, symbolic of not just myself, but our entire team's mission on trying to, I think, further fulfill the dream that he had in the 1870s.
Now, with regard to mission, education is like growing rare plants. You have to water them and harvest them and wean them. So as you look at education in Pennsylvania, how does the fellowship award, both honorary and as a lighthouse or beacon, how does being a William Howard Day Fellow change with your growing time?
So for me, part of this is the state, and it's not just obviously my statement, but if you don't study history, you're doomed to repeat it. So sometimes you have to know where we're coming from to know where you want to go. And William Howard Day, to me, is a really critical component of where we were, how far we've come, but how much further we have to go. And that is a constant reminder. That's why we have the award in the office. It is a reminder of those three pillars, where we were, where we are, and how much further we have to go.
Now, your office is on Commonwealth Avenue. William Howard Day spoke on the steps of the Bethel AME Church, which is where the fountain was now. And we're going to put a statue at 4th and Walnut Street in his honor, a full-life bronze statue of William Howard Day standing on the corner. What will that mean for people in the city of Harrisburg, the county of Dauphin, and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania?
First of all, it is long past due, not just for William Howard Day, but for the African-American community in general, to have that type of significant figure, both not just locally, but nationally, finally get the appropriate recognition that has long been past due. So that's, I think that's one. Two, I think for many children, regardless of race or background, they have the ability, when they come to the tours of the Capitol, and that I'm hopeful, and I'm believed in talking to folks, that that will be part of the tour of the Capitol region. People come from all over Pennsylvania, and even all over the world, really, to see our Capitol building. Having that be part of the tour will then make it part of the educational process of everyone that comes to visit this tremendous Capitol building. So I think his legacy then will only be enhanced, and the lessons and the consequential life of William Howard Day will become better known to many thousands of people across the United States.
You've been very generous with your time, so I'd just like to ask one more question. You bring up approximately 100,000 school-age children from kindergarten to college age visit the Capitol complex. When they stare in William Howard Day's face standing on the corner of 4th and Walnut, what would you like them to take away with them, and what would you like them to remember?
Similar to what Bobby Kennedy said, and that is, one ripple can cause a wave. What William Howard Day did in the 1870s was one person causing one ripple that is still making waves today. Any single one of us, if we're willing to take a chance in something we believe in, can do that exact same thing. That ripple that we start today may be productive waves for people in the future. Any one of us has that in us.
We thank you for your time today, sir, and we really thank you for being with us on March 25th as we do the groundbreaking for the statue. We hope you'll join us also on June 15th and pull the curtain off of the life-size William Howard Day statue.
It will be my honor.
Thank you very much, sir. Onward in progress.